Our speaker today is John Arand, prostate cancer survivor. John and his wife Marilyn have lived at 6125 Polo Drive for 25 years. He is retired after 32 years at the Dow Chemical Company. Marilyn is a retired mortgage broker from Sunshine Mortgage. Most of John's work experience was representing Dow's building material business to trade organizations and government agencies in Washington, D.C., and in sales and marketing of Dow Construction Products. Being retired, John felt it was now his duty to offer himself for service and served on the board of the Polo HOA. As vice president, John and Marilyn own and manage several rental houses in Cumming, do volunteer work for First Redeemer Church, are members of the Polo Golf and Country Club, do their own yard work, read, travel, and belong to several civic organizations. He's very active in the American Legion, the world's largest veterans organization, and is a poll worker for the Forsyth Elections Office. John will also share about his recent experience with prostate cancer. John spoke here 10 years ago and has been a very faithful participant and has recommended several speakers. So it's great to have him speak again, give us an update on what's happened in his life. So welcome, John Arand.
Good morning. Thank you for coming. I want to thank Heinz for doing this for so long. We've known each other a long time, and we talk about future speakers. And I made the comment a few months ago, if you really get hard up and you need somebody to cover, I can share some things about prostate cancer that might be of interest to folks. So I'll just get right to it. You've already heard my introduction, but it's been a pleasure being here for 25 years. I don't expect to leave Polo until I'm under a white sheet. So I'm going to be around a while, the Lord willing. Last summer, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. I heard the ads on the radio about if you don't empty your bladder and if you get up a lot at night, then you might have it checked out. And that was me. So I went to David Banks, the urologist over at 1800 building of Northside. And he's the brother of Rafe Banks, the attorney around the corner on Polo Parkway, or Polo Country Club Drive. So it's the Banks family, and he said, okay, I told him what I was experiencing, and he said, okay, as we all know, assume the position. Duh! I think there's something up in there. Need to get a biopsy. Okay, well, I don't know anything about medicine. I've been pretty healthy all my life, and the last time I was in a hospital was 1943 when I had my tonsils out, and I still remember ether. So that tells you how far I go back. But anyway, he said, you need to get a biopsy. We'll take a look at what you've got here. So I went down to Alpharetta, and he has a shop there, and the guy did the biopsy. And they don't tell you anything about what they're going to do because you don't feel it. Best you don't know. But just to share this with you, you know, they take a broomstick about this long, and they put some Lidocaine on it and some lubricant, and they stick it up in there, and it has a camera in it, and it has little knives, and it'll click and cut things. And he'll say, we're going to take a cut here, and oop, it'll click, I'll feel it. No pain. So anyway, he took 20 biopsies. So then about 2 weeks later, my wife and I went down and met with Dr. Banks. And he said, well, we took 20 biopsies, and 18 of them are cancerous. Wow. So we need to look at that. So, but what I want you to do first is go over here to the hospital and get a body scan, make sure it hasn't spread to the lymph nodes or pelvic area or bones or anything like that. How many of you have had prostate cancer? It's an old man's disease, and if you live long enough, you'll get it. So you're not going to dodge a bullet. You're going to get it. And that's what I've been told. So my wife and I met with Dr. Banks. He says, well, you got 18 out of 20 biopsies are cancerous. I think the prescription, method of treatment should be radiation. You are a heart patient. You've got AFib all the time. Wouldn't recommend surgery. I like that. We think you're going to do radiation. I would recommend you do 30 radiation treatments, 28 low dose, too high dose. Right down here at Preston Ridge off of Old Milton. That's where the clinic is. So I went down there every day for 30 days, and that's where they did it, the radiation. Only takes about 13 minutes. Lay you on the table. That machine moves around, zaps you, zip, zap, 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 zap. That's it for the day. See you tomorrow. And I'm in there one day, and I see this familiar face laying, talking up against the wall to another attendant. And I said, you know, that sure looks like Jeff Foxworthy out there.
Wow.
And she said, well, I can't say anything, but if it looks like Jeff Foxworthy, it must be him. Anyway, I got to know him over there because he was a patient. His father-in-law was a patient, so it was interesting to talk to him. But what that means when you say 28 low dose and 2 high dose is these are just 13-minute zaps. That's the low dose. And then the 2 high dose is when they take you over to the North Fulton Hospital. And they get you up there and they get you set up and get all the catheters in you. And then they have these long skewers that have radiation in them. And those skewers go up in those catheters. And you don't feel a thing. You don't know what's going on. You're dead from the waist down, so it's okay. But you do that twice, and that tends to kill the cancer. So I was very pleased with that. So 2 weeks ago, I had a PSA. And as part of your preventative cure or your preventative awareness, is get your PSA done every couple of years. Know where you are. I was always between 6 and 7, and sort of borderline. And so I had the PSA done here 2 weeks ago, and it's down to about 0.092, which is just wonderful. So I'm just delighted to hear that. So it looks like I may have beaten it with the Lord's help. I was on a lot of prayer lists around the Southeast. I go to First Redeemer Church, and they have a big prayer list there. And I had a lot of guys call me, say, I had it 10 years ago. This is what they did. I'm fine. No problem. Just get on with the treatment and get it done. So that's what I did. And with the Lord's help, I was able to beat it. So it looks like it is in the past. I highly recommend Dr. Banks over here if you have a need or a case. But prostate cancer is not a killer as far as I'm concerned. If somebody dies of prostate cancer, they've had their head up their rear for 30 years. There are so many signs. There's no reason to get that far along. If you notice something wrong, go get it checked out and get it cured. You have a question, sir?
Just curious. There are so many different treatments.
Yes.
Why did you decide on that particular?
Well, he said because you are a heart patient with being out of AFib all the time, I don't recommend surgery. And I've had people call me and say, I had surgery, and I was very happy with it. Somebody else would call and say, I had surgery, and not good at all, didn't work. So everybody is different. You don't know how it's going to go. I had no after effect of my radiation treatments.
Did they discuss the little radiation seeds?
Yes. They suggested I not do that. Maybe I'm not a candidate for that. But Dr. McCord, who he and his brothers own the clinic down at Preston Ridge, indicated that I expect in 5 years radiation will go away, that we'll just implant a few seeds, yeah, and that'll be it. Yeah. You won't have to make 30 trips, one every day, for this 13 minutes of radiation.
And you had mentioned your PSA was high for a long time.
Yes. And it was between 6 and 7, and that was an indication that maybe I ought to have it looked at and have a biopsy done, and the biopsy confirmed what...
So it didn't rise very quickly?
No. It was a while getting up there. And I was taking steroid patches for extra energy to do civic activities. I'm a poll worker over here at the Grace Chapel. I recognize a lot of you from the voting and Bobby and I and the American Legion and veterans causes and those kind of things. So I was taking patches to sort of give me an extra boost. But once I got off of them, it came down some.
Okay. One more question, I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Side effects from your radiation.
I was very fortunate. I had none. Now, I'm bald-headed because I like to have my wife shave my head. The radiation did not do this. Don't get worried about that. Ever since I retired, because she shaves my head, I don't have to pay her. I just let her sleep with me. So if people complain, I say, talk to my barber. It's not me. But no, this did not come. But radiation is an easy way to cure it if you are a candidate for it and is not too severe.
Do you get up at night anymore?
Very little. And I can empty my bladder at one time now, mm-hmm. not have to wait and go back and finish up. Yeah. So, but I had no pain, tell you the truth. They gave me codeine tablets if I wanted it. I never took one. It's just amazing how men are different, how your body reacts. And when you leave the after the high radiation treatments, you're numb from the waist down. They put a pad back here. And I get home that night, and I check the pad, one drop of blood. That's all it is, nothing. Other guys have different. And they even say some guys can't urinate. If this happens, go immediately to the emergency room and get that relieved. It's just a variety of way it affects men. So you can't predict how it's going to affect you until you do it. Yes, sir.
My wife's a breast cancer survivor, and we learned through her process that everybody's different. So I'm saying that in preface to what I'm going to say. I have a close friend here in the sky from Jacksonville for 40 years, and I grew up in Jacksonville. This friend lived in Marietta, and he had prostate cancer. And one of the things he researched, and this is just a matter of information for folks, and talk to your doctor about it, obviously, but he went through a proton therapy treatment down at Sheehan's Hospital in Jacksonville, Florida, and very non-invasive type thing.
Yes.
And similar to radiation. I'm not an expert on it, but if somebody were to encounter prostate, it may be something you might want to consider or talk about today.
Yes, I looked into that procedure. I have several guys at church that went down to Jacksonville and had that done. He's a younger guy. Could be his was more severe, but you have to live down there for a month.
Right.
To do this treatment, and I said, I don't care about living that long. If the Lord's going to let me live this long, I'm 78 now, I'd be happy just to, if he wants me, I'm coming, Lord, take me. But it didn't mean, and I had no fear, I was at peace. And you can use this, guys. When my wife says, John, would you make up the bed, empty the dishwasher, and I'm going to be gone, would you do all the laundry? And I said, listen, I've got cancer. I can't do that. I've got to go lay down and conserve my energy.
And I bet that didn't work.
You're right.
John, what was the treatment Dick was talking about? What's that called?
Okay, there's a
proton therapy treatment.
Okay.
Proton therapy. It takes a huge investment to have one of those machines and facilities, and there's one at Jacksonville. Yes, that's right. And then there's one out in California. And you live there, but maybe that's reserved for more severe patients than I was, and I didn't want to go to that extent anyway. So much for that. Yes, sir.
I opted for surgery. I had by accident discovered that I had prostate cancer at the age of 42. They say you're going to die with it, not of it, most of the time.
Yeah.
But at that early stage, the chances of it getting you, by the time you're older, would be very great. I only had 6 biopsy sites, and one of them had 3 cancer cells in it, and that was it. So I caught it at a very early stage. And I just want to share with people that the feeling that when you get prostate cancer, and you could probably verify this, is a state of confusion, because there are so many options and so many people recommending different ways to treat it. My option was to go, I went to an oncologist, which is normally not the path that somebody would take when you discover you have, you usually just go to a urologist, and then from there you go through whatever treatment. But I went to an oncologist just for an opinion, and he said to me at the early stage that you are, if you go for any treatment other than surgery, you could go into remission. If you go for surgery, you are cured. Because you got it out of your body completely. It didn't anyway, they call it going to the margins. The cancer goes to the margin, which means it's on the edge of the prostate, and at that point, that's when it goes out into the bloodstream and attacks bone or pelvis or whatever, wherever it goes next. So I opted for the surgery, but even at that, what I did was I went for something called nerve-sparing prostatectomy that was done at Johns Hopkins University in Maryland by a group that was led by Dr. Walsh. And the reason this procedure was different than regular surgery was that the surgery was done by a urology surgeon and a neurology surgeon, a neurological surgeon in the operatory suite with the urologist, making sure they don't attack the nerve bundles that prevent you from, you know, that give you incontinence or impotency. So that was my option, but again, I was only 42 years old when I discovered that I had it. And like I said, my vocation is what led me to find out, because I worked in a laboratory, and what I was centered on was the velocity of change of my PSA. My PSA was still normal. It was only 2.
Josh.
4 is abnormal. But it changed from 1 to 2 in 1 year, which is 100% change. And normally people would, and I heard from my doctor, don't worry about it, you're still normal. I said, but it changed 100% in a year. And doctors don't really, most of the time, pay attention to a velocity of change in a test result. It's just as important as an abnormal result. People should know that. And that was my background. I went to school for medical laboratory technology, so I knew that.
Well, you are not, you're very informed, a lot more than I am. Thanks for sharing that. I had asked a question a few years ago about my sex life. I said, you know, doctor, I've just lost interest in sex. And he said, well, of course, you don't have the testosterone anymore. What? He said, well, yeah, as men age, you lose it. And that's why the blue pill came in. So I said, oh, my gosh, they're always ahead of me. So I learned that. Yes, sir.
How long did you have a PSA between, what was it, 6 and 7, before the doctor recognized the fact that he would have to do a biopsy?
Well, it wasn't just the PSA. It was the fact that I couldn't empty the bladder, and then I was going a lot at night. So you sort of lump it all together and say,
hey. Was that your primary signs that indicated that you had cancer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and some guys, I know some guys my age that won't do anything. They say, I'll probably dive in something else. I'm not going to mess with all that. And they don't do anything, and they may live longer. I don't know. But you don't want to take a chance. If you've got 10 more years left, go get knock it out, because you don't know what might happen if you don't knock it out.
So, did your doctor, after you had your operation, did he talk about the nutrition aspects possibly? I mean, after you had the operation, did he talk about nutrition?
No.
Because that seemed to be, if people are beginning to gravitate to that nutrition, they should spend more time on that as opposed to the traditional treatments. Okay? Did he talk about nutrition to you?
I've not been to a dietitian or anything like that. No, sir. My last treatment was December the 18th. So it may take 6 months to get back to my energy level. So I still take naps in the afternoon, and I go a little bit slower. But you're not going to bounce back just like that. At first, it didn't bother me one bit. But toward the end, I began to feel tired. And that takes a while. Yeah, one more question. I don't want to hold you up. It's 10 minutes after 9. Yes, sir.
John, the one thing I've noticed in the military for 20 years, and afterwards, a lot of the physicians don't do a PSA test every year. I've always insisted on it. So and they say, well, you know, you don't really need it. I don't care. If you get it and you're on Medicare and all that type of thing,
yeah.
Get a PSA test every year. Okay? It doesn't hurt.
I agree.
It's part of the blood thing. So.
I agree. Yes, sir. Thank you for your questions. Hope this helped a little bit. If it helps you, that's what we're here for. Thank you for that.
I'm Jack over here. Thanks, John. I appreciate that. And I think the nice thing about knowing someone in the neighborhood is you can get kind of the user's perspective, if you will, on how to do this and to help you with making the decision. And so I appreciate, and I'm sure, John, you won't mind if I hand out your email address.
Not at all, and my name is in the directory. Call me if you have any questions or feel funny and want to talk about it.
Great, thank you. Appreciate you all coming, and we'll have the next one in 3 months. What is that, May?
May.
Yeah, May. And please tell your neighbors, and thank you so much for coming today. It's been a real encouragement to see you all here, and have a cup of coffee, or maybe if you have any questions of John, check with him. We do record these. Nick spoke last time, and his talk is on the back there. Those are all free CDs, and help yourself to those. I also have some CDs on men's fellowship luncheon that I help co-host over in behind Gwinnett Mall every week if you're interested in hearing businessmen share their faith and how they try to apply that in the marketplace. Yes, Keith?
One thing also, if anybody can think of speakers to help Heinz out.
Yes, thank you.
Please, you know, John's an excellent example and all that type of thing, but there are a lot of people out there that share things.
And you know, your story is important. Sometimes I have people say, well, you know, I don't really have a lot to talk about, but you do have a lot to talk about, and the things that you've learned over the years, and that you know you've learned about life, are helpful. I think because I believe we all have blind spots, and blind spots are things that we will defend if somebody addresses them. But if you hear somebody else give a story or talk about their experience, often it will help us in similar things that we might be dealing with. So I'm a big believer in telling your story, and don't feel any pressure. So I know it's not for everybody, but thank you, Keith, for mentioning that. So have a great day, and appreciate you coming today. Thank you.